there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be with us shortly, and I hope to hear from you today. We're talking about if you feel close to your in-laws. Oh my goodness, I don't know why we're doing this topic. Okay, just kidding. If you feel close to your in-laws, and this was actually, I actually put this on the show calendar because today is actually the birthday of my former mother-in-law, my late mother-in-law, and I absolutely loved her. She was the most beautiful woman inside and out, and I did love my in-laws very much, called them mom and dad, and they just were incredible. And so we're asking today, do you feel close to your in-laws? I mean, do you feel so close that you can ask your mother-in-law to be in the birthing room when you have your child? I did. That's how close I felt to my mother-in-law. And so we want to ask you if you feel that way, that you have the best in-laws or the worst in-laws, that they're intrusive. They get involved where they shouldn't or something of that nature. Now, if you want to protect everybody, I totally agree with that because you have to, you know, get along in the family. So you can give your confirmation name or a name that you just choose or your middle name. But really, we need the details. We're already getting calls that are coming in. So that's great. We really want to hear from you. So if you have something to say about this, about your in-laws, then please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You know, if you're married, you have extended family, you've got some in-laws there. So let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Jerry will be joining us. He's never been married, so he doesn't have in-laws. I do. I have a lot of in-laws. In fact, my husband, Marty, comes from a very big family, so I have a lot of sisters and brothers that are all the in-law, you know, designation, the ones that I grew up with, my birth siblings. So it's big families that are, you know, put together and everybody's got to get along, right? And so in-laws can either be something that enhances the bigger family or it could be some problems with it. So let's talk about it from every angle. We do it the Take Two way. That's the way we roll. So it's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And believe it or not, I'm going to get to our first caller. Rita Marie is from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, listening on AM 1260, The Rock. And Rita Marie, is it Cuyahoga Falls?
Yes.
Oh, good. I think I got it right. I always hear Father Brown pronounce it. I always want to make sure I do it right because Father Brown is the chaplain for AM 1260, The Rock, and a friend here of Take Twos. But Rita Marie, you have a comment about in-laws.
I want to tell you about my in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law. And they've treated me like a daughter since the day we got married. She just said she gained a daughter. We've always been able to talk about spiritual things. She loves the Lord. And I want to tell you just a quick story. When my husband and I were having trouble getting along, and I thought, I respect my mother-in-law so much, and maybe she'll give me some insight. And I thought she would say, now, Rita Marie, this is what my son needs. Here's his favorite meals. He doesn't like it when you challenge him at the end of a work day, stuff like that, practical stuff. But after I told her we were having some trouble, she says, I know just what he needs. He needs Jesus, and I'm going to pray for you. And I said, and will you talk to him also? And she said, no, I'm not going to, but if he asks for my advice, I will talk to him. In hindsight, that was really good advice, and I'm glad she didn't maybe get too involved, but I know she's been praying for us all these years, and I just want to say that my three mothers did lead me back to the Catholic Church.
Wow, beautiful. It sounds like you really hit the jackpot. You got some great in-laws there. That's wonderful. Do you call them mom and dad?
It took me a while to get comfortable with that, but eventually it came naturally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I call them mom and dad now. There's a little bit of strain because of, like, Protestantism and Catholicism, but we are able to talk.
So, wow.
Good. I always say I've been looking for a dysfunction in the family for, like, 30 years, but I can't find any.
30 years. You sound too young. My goodness. You sound young. You sound, wow. That's amazing. 30 years. God bless you. That's beautiful. Anything else you want to share about getting along with in-laws? Because the purpose of the show really is to honor and to value, you know, the extended family and those that we marry into, and to really appreciate, you know, having a sister-in-law or brother-in-law or something of that nature. And then the mother or father-in-law, you know, that's wonderful. But also to understand what it means when you start to have to kind of open your heart more and love more of the family. What do you say to all that after 30 years?
Well, she taught me that if my children will love someone, then I can love them too. So I will plan to be a mother-in-law like her. And also, I've always understood that she was there first. They are blood. I'm really the outsider melding into the family. So you have to have that kind of respect for your in-laws.
Wow, Rita Marie, you sound like the best daughter-in-law in the world.
I'm good to them also.
Yeah, God bless you. You're beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much for getting us started. You know, you lit up the phone line, so way to go. Thank you so much. And we love the folks at The Rock. You have a great radio station there. I just got done doing your pledge drive. It was very successful and wonderful and great participation. So Rita Marie, thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, see, that's how you do it, folks. Rita Marie did it. She called in. She shared about her in-laws, her mother-in-law. And it was just wonderful. We learned. And the takeaway is, you know, it's good. It's good to hear these stories. So we want to hear your story at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Do you feel close to your in-laws? I remember telling my friends, I had my mother-in-law in the birthing room when I gave birth to my second child. I also had my mother as well, the two moms. And I had friends say to me, really? You would have your mother-in-law in the birthing room? Boy, you must really love her. And I really did. I loved her so much. I wanted her to experience, you know, her grandchildren coming into the world and how wonderful that is. I get chills when I think about it. Today is her actual birthday. So that's why I put it on the calendar on this a particular day. So I'm definitely grateful for the in-laws I have had. They've all gone home to meet the Lord. So have my parents, and you know, you miss them. One more hug, one more phone call would be fantastic. Let's really appreciate our in-laws today, or talk about our in-laws when we come back. Today, do you feel close to your in-laws? That's what I want to talk about and hear your stories and see if you can impart some wisdom like Rita Marie did about her mother-in-law. I thought it was fabulous. I'd love to hear from you. Marie Grace is up next, a first-time caller. Marie Grace, hold on, don't go anywhere. And then Lucy's after you and the others. We have some open phone lines. If you want to say something about your in-laws, if you want to be so grateful to God that you have fantastic in-laws, that's great. If you want to talk about, there's some problems, let's do that as well, because we always talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got to get real here, guys. Okay. There's no use in just, you know, pretending like things are all rosy when they're not. And so we can work on it though. And that's what this platform is used for. So please consider calling in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN. And if your in-laws like mine have gone home to meet the Lord, maybe you want to just be so grateful that you had this wonderful experience to expand your heart, expand your family. 833-288-3986. Before we get to Marie Grace, let me just share about this ebook. I love the ebooks. Pray the Most Beloved Marian Novenas. It features novenas to the Blessed Virgin Mary that remind us of her love for her spiritual children. The free ebook is available right now at ewtn.com/annunciation. So these ebooks are fabulous and they can really enhance your spiritual journey. Please take advantage of it. That's what EWTN does, constantly providing resources for all of us. Don't forget to visit EWTNRC.com, the religious catalog. Great items there for, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. So you might as well get shopping now. That's what I always say. Get ahead of all the commotion and chaos and everything. Okay, we do have an open phone line. If you want to say something about your in-laws, you can use your confirmation name and middle name to protect everybody. That would be great to protect the innocent. It's all good. Marie Grace is a first-time caller in Houston, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Marie Grace. Welcome.
Hi, and it's Mary Grace.
Oh, it says on the board here, Marie Grace. I'm sorry, Mary Grace. Let me address you properly. Hey, Mary Grace, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling, and you're a first-time caller. I hope this isn't the only time you call us, but you go right ahead. We're talking in-laws today.
Okay. Well, I come from a large Catholic family, and all girls. Well, one boy, but he's got some disabilities. But all of us married outside of the faith, and for the most part have left the church completely. I came back to the church about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's been a wonderful experience. And now my husband is going through OCIA, which is fantastic.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes. I'm actually on my way to a Catholic bookstore to get him a rosary he asked for. But anyway, my brother-in-law's overall are fantastic people. They're fantastic people. I have one brother-in-law who is forcefully evangelical, mm-hmm. and it's really driven a wedge between that sister and the rest of us and our mother, because his take is all about the worshiping of false idols, mm-hmm. and the misunderstanding of what the Catholic faith is about. And it's really heartbreaking, especially for my mother, because she has virtually no relationship with these grandchildren or even that sister of mine anymore because of this one brother-in-law. And I'm not saying he's a bad person. He's just so stuck in this Southern evangelical belief that it's really detrimental to our family, and I would like maybe some suggestions or thoughts on I doubt he'll ever become Catholic, but how to communicate the faith so that my sister can start to rekindle that relationship with our mother and with the rest of the family.
Okay, so this is your brother-in-law that is the really strong evangelical?
Yes.
Okay, and he forces or he shares his beliefs on who does he kind of share it with? Everyone or just a certain people in the family?
Oh, it's everyone in the family. It's everyone, you know, the southern evangelical thing of.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff.
Okay. And this is your sister's husband?
Yeah.
Okay. And your sister is Catholic?
No, she's no longer Catholic. They were married in his church, and she has none of her children are baptized Catholic. And she has not attended a Catholic mass, to the best of my knowledge, since before they were married.
Oh. Okay, well, Mary Grace, first of all, let me just say something. I want to back up a little bit. I put your husband in the prayer book. If you feel comfortable giving us his first name, because going through OCIA, I thought he would just like to feel some of the prayers from a bigger family here of the Take Two family. So I put him in the prayer book. That's the first thing. Number two, so what is your, okay, with the brother-in-law, what would be your dream, your wish for your brother-in-law to do or not to do?
I think I would like it if he would just dial it back and not inundate my mother. She's elderly. Not inundate her with this in her own home to the point where she's uncomfortable even having him in the house.
Mm.
So, you know, he's free to believe whatever he wants to believe, but I would like it if he would just dial it back and let other people have their faith comfortably around them.
Right, because your mom is Catholic.
She's very Catholic, yes.
She's very Catholic. Okay, does she feel comfortable sharing that with her son-in-law or not? Or does she doesn't want to cause any problems in the marriage?
She had shared this with him. She shared this with my sister. And it's at the point now where she barely sees them at all, you know? Because he's such an aggressive presence in the home.
Sure. Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, you're kind of in a little bit of a pickle because really it should be your sister who's married to him that should say, hey, this is my mom and, you know, she has her beliefs and, you know, we need to respect that and we need to, you know, come from it from a, you know, just build the family, you know, relationships and not really have this heavy emphasis on that because, you know, your mom is not, you know, she doesn't need any, you know, catechizing or, you know, in that area because she's very, very happy in her and content in her spiritual walk. But I will tell you, that's a difficult situation to navigate because when somebody feels so passionate about the faith, it's the one thing that people are willing to cross boundaries. They're willing to go over and just really kind of overwhelm the other person, you know, just kind of go right on top of them and just do whatever it takes to make sure that their voice is heard about what they believe when it comes to God. It's very unfortunate because unless it's met with some kind of very gentle dialogue or some communication that is going to be beneficial, it becomes something that's like, oh, I don't even want to be around it because it's just so difficult to handle. So what I would do first, this would just be my suggestion off the top of my head. I would definitely pray. Maybe you and your mom could join up and pray for him that he just lightens up a bit and realizes that, you know, unless they've asked him his opinion or asked him for this kind of, profession of what he believes in, you know, it's really not probably the appropriate time to do that in certain situations. And so he's got to kind of respect that. So I would pray, you know, and I would also ask your guardian angels to go to his guardian angel and just kind of, you know, tap him a bit just to kind of, you know, just pace himself a little bit. But, you know, he's convicted too. He's got his beliefs and that's a beautiful thing when somebody's on fire for the Lord. The problem is that a lot of people who are on fire for the Lord that aren't Catholic, they make these assumptions or they have these really big misconceptions and misunderstandings of the Catholic faith. And it's just a deal breaker for relationships because it's really hard because then you're really having these opposing sides coming at each other saying, well, that's not what Catholics believe. Let me tell you. Oh, that's what I heard Catholics believe. Let me tell you. And it doesn't make for a very harmonious, you know, just a pleasurable experience. So I would say pray first, ask your guardian angels to go to his guardian angel. And then I would actually talk to your sister and just say, you know, sis, listen, if there's any way, you know, he has his convictions and it's wonderful. Maybe we could do something. And I'm not joking. Maybe we could do something like set a stopwatch and, you know, we could all listen to him for 10 minutes and then we're done. I mean,
that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, believe me, people do well when they have this time, when time permits only so much to do something. We use this technique all the time for people who worry. We tell them to set a timer and they can worry for 10 minutes and then they have to shelve it till the next day. So, I mean, timers work. I mean, you could say, you know, maybe we could do 30 minutes and we could all have this exchange and we could all debate all these theological concepts and what the Catholic Church believes and what's in scripture and what's not in scripture. And then we're done. And then we be family. you know? So you got, I would kind of just make it creative and kind of encourage your sister to buy into that and just realize that family relationships are more, they're just very important. And it's, I think it's, especially at your mother's age, it's more important that we honor your mom and we really give her, you know, the wonderful, you know, years of her life that she has here on this earth in a beautiful way, not to feel like she has to avoid her family members. What do you say?
I say that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
well,
try it.
I will do that. And please put my husband's name in your prayer book. This has been a wonderful journey. And his father, my father-in-law, his mother is deceased, but his father is very supportive of this.
Wow.
Of him, like, even though he was raised and received mm-hmm. his sacraments in the Episcopal Church, mm-hmm. You know, it really proves that the transition from Episcopalian to Catholic is not that big of a jump.
Sure. Yeah.
It was.
Well, they say it's kind of like it's like Catholic light, right? It's just a lighter version of Catholicism. So it makes the jump that much easier. But tell me for your husband's first name so I can put him in the book.
Clinton.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Let him know that he's got a big family praying for him as he journeys into Holy Mother Church. We're so excited. But Mary Grace, you definitely have to call us back and let us know, especially at the Easter Vigil, after the Easter Vigil. And it's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. God bless you. But, you know, remember this, you know, the good Lord's watching everything. And the cool part about family relationships is that it's all meant for us to learn and grow and to really understand God better in the people that are closest to us. And so maybe your brother-in-law, you know, I commend him for his strong convictions, even though he probably is misunderstanding, you know, a lot of what he's thinking about the Catholic Church. I love when people have a fire in their belly for the Lord. It's a beautiful thing. So tap into that part, decrease the other part, and it sounds like you got a good recipe for success. What do you say?
I say that's wonderful. My mother loves a good egg timer. So
there you go. Yeah, bring mom's egg timer out. I love it. I love it. I have one on my refrigerator. It's a magnet one. It's so cool. I love it. You know, those were the good old days, Mary Grace. I'll tell you. Now you're getting me to go down memory lane.
Oh, yeah. My mother has the same one that she had in the 70s and 80s, and it's shaped like a chicken on an egg, and you twist it. That thing has been around, well, at least 46 years that I know of.
Yeah, they're classic. Classic. I love it. Mary Grace, you're awesome. Thanks again. Call us definitely from Houston, Texas. We appreciate it. Okay. Mary Grace is going to free that phone line and you're going to fill it now if you want to talk about your in-laws. We're going to get to Lucy in Quebec, Canada in just a moment after we get back from the break. Jerry's going to be with us. He'll probably have something to say about this, although he was never married, so he hasn't had the experience of in-laws, but I'm sure he's seen many in-laws and so he can share some experience about that. But we would love to hear from you. Do you feel close to your in-laws? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if you hear the little bit of raspy sound in my voice, that's because I've been on early in the morning at Catholic Spirit Radio out of Normal, Illinois. They have 12 stations. They're going strong. This is day one of their fall appeal. So I've been on since very early this morning. And so please bear with me, folks, because I love the Take Two family. I can never miss the Take Two show. I get withdrawals. I don't like it. I love being with the Take Two family. And we appreciate you so very, very much. But please call in. We're talking about in-laws today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Do you like them? Do you love them? Maybe you can't stand your in-laws. I mean, you know, let's face it. We've hear all these in-laws jokes. Maybe you know, that all the sitcoms and stuff talk about in-laws and the problems with in-laws. Let's talk about it, okay? You can protect them by giving your confirmation name or your middle name, but we really need to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. So please call us, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Matt is waiting to answer your call. Lucy, hang on. You're going to be first when we get back. asking the question today, do you feel close to your in-laws? That is the question. We'd love for you to answer it by calling 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Lucy, hang on. Just want to do a shout out real quickly and a congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Holy Family Communications, serving Shenandoah, Virginia, is celebrating 11 years with us this week. Congratulations to Lawrence Kapp and his team at WHFV from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, so great job. 11 years, WHFV. Wow, I love that. In Shenandoah, Virginia. All the souls are reaching in 11 years. It's pretty incredible. We do have some open phone lines for you, so we'd love to hear from you. You can praise God about your in-law, praise God for your in-laws. You can share a story about your in-laws, a problem with your in-laws. Maybe your in-laws have passed and you want to just say, oh, just one more hug, one more kiss, one more just embrace, one more time to be with that special in-law, just to say we love you, we care about you. Is that the way you feel? Then share with us. Maybe you're like, you know what? I don't know, this family that I married into, this is a really difficult family. They have a different culture, a different way of looking at things, a different religion, a different everything, and it's a really difficult. Maybe you want to talk about that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call in. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till the end of the show. Let's hear from Lucy in Quebec, Canada on EWTN app. Lucy, thanks so much for waiting and welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Well, it's so funny this show is on today because I'm actually in therapy because of my in-laws.
Oh, okay.
But I finally decided after 36 years of marriage, I have a great husband, but his parents have been horrible to me, especially, I have to say, more so the mother. The dad is, he's more dominant towards my husband and controlled him most of our lives until my husband reached a certain age where he said to his dad, enough is enough, you know? But still today, it wasn't good, and it's still not good. I just keep my distance now because my mother-in-law's condescending, controlling, manipulative. While I was pregnant with my first daughter at 23 years old, I was very young. I took care of her mother, my mother-in-law's mother, who had dementia and was being taken care of at home by my mother-in-law. But then when they would go on vacation, she would ask me if I can take care of her. And I did, you know, changing the incontinent underwear, feeding her while pregnant at 23 years old. Like, no matter what I did for my mother-in-law, it wasn't good enough until today. And I've done a lot.
So you're telling me you took care of the mother of your mother-in-law?
Yes. Why I did when they would go on vacation, a week or 2 weeks at a time.
Okay. So your mother-in-law took care of her own mom?
Yes.
Okay, got you. But you stepped in as the daughter-in-law. How beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
That's, man, thank that, you. And they don't recognize your heart?
No, they don't till today. I mean, and she has a daughter. My mother-in-law has a daughter my age too, meaning my sister-in-law, and she couldn't take care. She refused to take care of her grandmother. Hmm. And I always stepped in and I took care of this at the time when I got married at the time when I was pregnant at 23 years old, my husband had a sister who was 13 years younger. So she was 10 years old and I was taking care of her too, putting her on the bus to school, taking her off the bus, fixing her lunch, supper, breakfast, doing her homework, all meanwhile taking care of my husband's grandmother and pregnant.
Oh,
and cleaning
my goodness.
The house and clean. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So,
and I did it twice.
So wait a minute, Lucy. Did you guys have a falling out or what was the deal? Why does your mother-in-law?
Nothing. No, not at all. The more my heart, the more I gave, the more I did, it wasn't good enough. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's because it was her only son, but my husband tells me till today, he knows. He goes, I know it. When we were younger, he couldn't admit it, you know, because we were young and he didn't want to show that side of his, he didn't want to show that it's real, that his parents are so much so like that. I mean, my husband has been working with his dad forever in a business, and my husband had to declare bankruptcy because they put the business under his name. And we suffered for like 7 years. And we still talk to them, and we still visit them, and we still have them over for Thanksgiving, and we still have them over for Easter and Christmas and blah, blah, blah. But she's always throwing things at me, and, you know, how to baptize the children at the time, because my husband is Orthodox. What name to name the children, because I had a girl, my first daughter, and I had to be named after her, because the old tradition is you follow the husband's mother's name, and it brought on a lot of anxiety, lot of anxiety.
So how many years have you been dealing with this?
36 years.
36 years. And have you, have you or your husband ever like written a card to your mother-in-law or sat down with your mother-in-law and just said, man, this has been a painful journey for 36 years?
We have not done that, but my husband has approached her and said, leave her alone. Like, why do you do that to her? Why do you treat her that way? Why do you talk to her that way? Why do you make her so sad?
And, yeah. But and she, what does she say?
Goes out the other.
Oh, she just, okay, she's
well,
just.
She tells her, which is lies, all lies. Mm-hmm. She tells her son that, oh, I didn't know I was doing that. I never meant to do that. I don't. And then she cries to her husband saying, I can't believe my son spoke to me this way. And my father-in-law tells my husband that, oh, your mother cried because you said this and this there. She's just a great manipulator, manipulator. My children see it. Without me, even when I'm not there present with them, like let's say my children go see their grandparents, they know. They know how they are. I don't even say a word, and they're like, wow, grandma's very special.
Right. Is she Catholic, Lucy?
No, she's Orthodox.
Okay, and are you Catholic?
I'm Catholic, yes.
Okay, you're Catholic. Okay. And does she have, okay. So let me, I'll tell you what, she's helping you get to heaven. I mean, really, really is. I mean, that's been a tough road for you. I mean, you've been so beautiful and taking care of your mother-in-law's mother. Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Jerry Usher just joined us. Let's see. I don't know if Jerry heard any of Lucy's story, but it's fascinating. You didn't hear it. Hi, Jerry. We'll say hello to you. Hey,
we're having a great
conversation with Lucy from Quebec. Lucy, let me just, one thing I... Have you tried to overwhelm her with love? Like, overwhelm her? Like, just gush the love on her?
Oh, my goodness. That never crossed my mind.
let me just tell you why I say that. Is your husband her only son?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She has two other children, daughters.
Right, I thought so. Lucy, I got a challenge for you. You're going to think it's crazy.
Oh,
you're going to, I know, you're going to think it's crazy. Give her a ton of love and attention. A ton. And you know what? Just offer it up and say to the Lord, for all the blessings and graces, Lord, for all, everything that that can benefit all of us. I've got to tell you, I've heard that now it makes complete sense. I've heard your story many times in coaching when it's their only son. And so there could be just, she just wasn't quite able to share her son. So that's an unfortunate thing on her part. But honestly, it really has nothing to do about you. I know you were you took the hit from it. You were the target of it, but it has nothing to do about you. It has to do with her own insecurities, her own character flaws as that. But when you have one child that's your only child that's a son, it's very interesting what happens in the mother-son dynamic. So that's a challenge. You're welcome, to take it on or not, but I would try it. Just, I know it could be difficult, but you're going to gain even more blessings and graces, Lucy. But I think you're incredible. The whole Take Two family does. We've got a lot of messages coming in saying, way to go, Lucy. You're strong and you're wonderful and you've got your beautiful 36-year marriage. That's pretty incredible. So I don't know. Are you open to it? I'm just curious.
Well, I can try. I mean, I do still bring her. She calls me, doesn't call her daughter, to bring her, like, travel an hour's away to go to a special grocery store that she likes to go to. Her daughter won't do it.
Right.
One daughter she's not talking to, it's been years, and the other daughter won't do it. And I'm it's always me. So I'm giving so much, doing so much for 36 years, and she's always throwing things at me, making nasty comments. never compliments our house or what I do, how I take care of her son. Well, we take care of each other, but meaning, you know, I, as a mother, I'd be so happy if I had a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law that took care of my daughter or my son. Like, meaning they got along and they loved each other and they took care of each other. Nope, can do.
Well, she may not, she may not say it, but I bet you down deep she realizes how special you are, Lucy. But Jerry's going to offer a spiritual perspective. Come on, Jer.
Well, I love what Lucy, sorry to hear about this situation, but I love what Debbie said. You know, love her a ton. And really just turn your gaze toward the Lord as you're doing this. I remember I had a supervisor on a job some years ago, and it was it was psychologically abusive to me. And what I did is I prayed for this individual's healing, but then I also prayed, Lucy, for my heart to be changed. And what that does, God can do a combination of the two. You know, if that person gets some healing in their life, wherever they might need it, God alone knows where that is. But also that our hearts can be changed as well. That can bring about, and it really brought about some amazing changes in our relationship, and it got a whole lot better. So just look at yourself, Lucy, as really the conduit, this channel of the graces that God wants to bring into her life. And you have a beautiful opportunity here. And I think just lavishing that love upon her, like Debbie said, is really going to, you know, it may not change things drastically, but as Debbie said, there's a lot of, you know, virtue that you're going to grow in this. And I think God will bless your mother-in-law as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I will then. I didn't look at it that way. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then someday, and then someday we'll call you St. Lucy.
Yeah.
God willing. Well, would you mind putting my husband and daughters in your prayer book?
Absolutely. You go right ahead. Give me any first names you want. I already put your mother-in-law in the books, just so you know. Go ahead.
Okay. My husband is Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughters are Patricia and Karina.
Patricia and Karina. Got it. And anything else you wanted to share with what Jerry said? I thought he said it so beautifully from the heart and
yes,
from
he
experience.
Did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. I'm going to, you know, I don't know why I never thought of that. And I mean, I pray the rosary almost every day. I go to mass and I love adoration. I go to adoration. So I don't know why I didn't think of praying for her in that way and for my heart, you know, to, mm-hmm. so I can change and maybe a miracle will happen with this.
Yeah.
Because well, every time I have to go, you know, I've tried to avoid her, to be honest with you, as much as possible. Try not to go over her and everything.
Well, you're going to avoid things that are going to hurt you. So people know when something's going to hurt. If you feel like you're going to be hurt, of course you're. What are you going to do? Run right into it? That's like running into a brick wall, right? Mm-hmm. So of course you're going to do it. That's very natural. So, but the way Jerry put it, see Jerry, see Lucy. That's why Jerry's in the seminary. Okay, he's preparing to go into the priesthood, and that's the beautiful spiritual perspective we needed. So Lucy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We got everybody in the prayer book, and we're going to let you get back to what you got going. I'm sure you got a long to-do list like the rest of us on this beautiful Wednesday. Hump day is always filled with lots of to-dos. Okay, thank you, Lucy. We've got others. Pat, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Jerry, we are talking about feeling close to our in-laws today. We've had some great takes on this and some stories about loving our in-laws so very much. Some that are more, you know, they have some they're difficult to deal with. Others, you know, some have went home to meet the Lord. Like I was sharing that the reason why I put this on the calendar, Jerry, is my former late mother-in-law, this was her birthday today, and I loved her so very, very much that I even asked her to be in the birthing room of my second child.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that's how close I was to my mother-in-law. I love her. She was just a heart of gold inside and out. She wasn't of our faith. She was Jewish. And she just was the most beautiful woman. And you know, you can really appreciate your in-laws if you look at them, you know, just what they have gone through and what they have lived and how they have raised their family. Right, Jer?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's very touching as you're talking about your former mother-in-law like that. God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. And sounds like a beautiful, absolutely beautiful woman. And I'm glad you had that wonderful relationship with her.
Yeah, it was a dream. I called them my mom and dad. I loved my father-in-law, too. He was just a blast to hang out with. Okay, Jerry, where are we going next?
Pat is a first-time caller in North Dakota, and Pat is listening today on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Pat. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, anytime. Go right ahead.
Okay, my in-laws have passed, but I just love them so much. They were so welcoming to me when I when my husband, or you know, boyfriend at that time, brought me to the house to meet them and stuff. But through the years, they've just been so kind and helpful. And one thing that I will just never forget is we were having a big family gathering, and we were, I don't know what the discussion was, but my father-in-law said that he was afraid when he died that nobody would pray for him if he was in purgatory. And I told him that I would. I said, I will pray for you when you pass, so that if you're in purgatory, your soul can be purified and you'll go to heaven one day. And I grew up in a family that was part of our evening prayers. Our nighttime prayers was Our Father and a Hail Mary for the poor souls of purgatory. So I keep him and all deceased relatives and friends, and especially those who don't have anyone to pray for them in purgatory, in my prayers.
That is a beautiful act of charity, Pat, and I loved the way you described your relationship with your late in-laws. You know, this probably wasn't the case with you, obviously, but a lot of in-laws think, well, now I've lost a daughter or I've lost a son. But really, the family is growing. You're actually gaining family. And to see the beautiful, you know, relationships that not only continue between husband and wife, but then in-laws are added into that love relationship and all, I just find it very, very beautiful. And then this promise that you made to him, it's just how beautiful. We have an incredible relationship, or we can have an incredible relationship with the souls in purgatory. Pat, you've got a wonderful understanding of that. I'm sure your father-in-law is so very, very happy about that. And obviously, the souls that go to purgatory graduate eventually. It's a guaranteed heaven. It's just a place of a little bit of dusting off and purification. And they become saints, and then they can pray for us from purgatory as well. But, of course, when they ultimately get into heaven and become those saints, their prayers are very powerful for us as well. So mm-hmm. you've mm-hmm. got some heavenly friends there, Pat.
Absolutely. Pat, do you want to add any names to the prayer book?
Sure, I can add my in-laws' names, Tom and Jeanette.
Tom and Jeanette, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Great call. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Pat. We appreciate it. You're a first-time caller, but we do expect you to call again because you're part of the Take-Two family. And God bless you.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, nice. Jerry, we're also getting a lot on YouTube. You got to wave to everybody. We've got Sura and then the others coming in strong on YouTube. So we'll share your comments and even some jokes about in-laws. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's such a good idea, but okay, we can do it. All right, Jerry.
I just want to mention before we go back to the phones, EWTN has what is called Podcast Central. And another great podcast you'll find there is Sunday Catholic Word with apologist Carlo Broussard of Catholic Answers. It's the only podcast that looks at the Sunday Mass readings and focuses on the details that are relevant to explaining and defending the Catholic faith. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN Podcast Central. Just go to EWTN.com/podcasts, plural, EWTN.com/podcasts today.
Beautiful. I do have to share this in as I was preparing for this episode of Take Two. I was sharing with my husband. I said, Marty, he said, what are you doing tomorrow? And I said, we're talking about feeling close to your in-laws. And so I said to him, I said, did you feel close to my mom? And you know, Jerry, you loved my mom, Connie, mm-hmm. my late mother. And I said, did you feel close to my mom? And he said, oh, yes. He goes, she was a true mother to me. It was very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful. But Connie was a gem. She really was.
Well, who wouldn't love your mom, and who wouldn't love Marty, you know? Both beautiful souls, both of them.
I know. My mother used to go to the grocery store, and she would buy all this, you know, the groceries she needed, and she had to buy those Chips Ahoy cookies because Marty loved them. And so every time Marty would come to the house, she would go, "Marty, go in the closet," and he'd go running in. And I mean, he's, you know, at the time he was 50 years old, and he's running in for these cookies, and I'm like, okay, something's wrong with this. He's like 12 years old again. But it's so cute when you see that beautiful relationship between a mother-in-law and their in-law. It's just in the son-in-law or daughter-in-law. It's beautiful. Okay, Kirk is up next in... Oh, Kirk is calling in from Houston, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kirk. Welcome.
Well, good morning. How are y'all? Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
and likewise.
Good to hear you. Good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. And I got your email. You sent an email recently. Yeah. I got your email. Yep.
I did. Yeah, great. I got a really interesting story about my in-laws. So, first of all, I was divorced about 25 years ago, but in my prior marriage, I had the best mother-in-law. She was one of my best friends. I just loved her, adored her. We got along great. But because of the divorce, obviously she had to choose sides, and I was okay with that. I totally understood. She didn't treat me any differently. We just kind of didn't really see each other much over the next many years. And during those many years, my ex-wife and I, we became friends again. I remarried, and I have a great mother-in-law now. But my ex-mother-in-law, she finally got to the dementia stage, and she got into supportive care, and she was actively dying. And, you know, weeks kept going by, and I would call my ex-wife, "How's she doing? How are you doing?" And finally, after many weeks of her not dying, I thought, you know, I'm just going to go see her. So I called my ex and said, "Hey, I'm going to go see your mom today. Is that okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure, that'd be great." So I went to see her. Her name was Margaret. I went to see her, and, of course, in supportive care, there's not a lot you can do but pray with them and hold their hand. And I did that, and I left. And my ex called me about an hour later and said, "Hey, Kirk, my mom just died."
Mm.
And I literally think she was waiting to hear from you and to see you before she could let go. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And I felt that close to her, not only then, but ever since. And anyway, if you want to put Margaret in your prayer book, that would be great.
Absolutely.
The other comment I was going to make, and you already know this, but when I'm hearing these other stories, sad, hurtful situations that people are in with their in-laws, It brings me back to the old adage of hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear in the voices of the people calling who struggle with in-laws how hurt they are. And I can't help but, you know, go back to, you know, trying to understand that people that behave that way typically have been hurt. They are living a life where they feel hurt, they feel angry, they feel bitter. And, you know, it's sad, and we need to pray for those people who are hurt and behave that way. And it's just part of our fallen world and that we live in. And it is sad, but let's lift up those that continue to hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's very natural to take things like that personally. We don't often make our first thought process be, okay, well, maybe this person has been hurt in some way. But that's a great point that you brought up there, Kirk. Thanks for that reminder. And regarding your late ex-mother-in-law, You found a place in her heart, obviously, that was very, very special and very, very beautiful. And it seems like there's no other explanation, really, other than what you shared with us, what your former wife said. You know, she was probably waiting there for you to come and for her to be able to see you one final time.
Mm-hmm.
There was something, Debbie, in her mind or heart that she needed that experience, that encounter with Kirk, and then she must have felt like, okay, you know, I'm free to go now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about love. Love extends to the in-laws, and it's really quite wonderful. And it's a testament to your personality and what you brought to her life, Kirk. So thank you so much for sharing. You got me very emotional. You got me thinking about my own mom and mother-in-law. So thank you, Kirk. It's good to cry. You appreciate people. And that's a good thing. Thank you. And hurt people do hurt people. That is so true. You know, Jerry, Sura on YouTube, please wave. says, hello, Take Two family. I love my in-laws, been married 24 years. I practically grew up with them. They taught us about faith, church, saints, and we are very grateful for them. Mm-hmm. Sarah, thank you so much. That's so wonderful, the testament to your in-laws. I have to say this, though. Georgia on YouTube says, all I can say is a joke. Dear mother-in-law, I don't need you to teach me how to handle my children. I'm living with one of yours and needs a lot of improvement. That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, you were you and I were both emotional a minute ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, you mentioned crying. Well, that's actually going to be our topic tomorrow. Believe it or not, folks, kind of a good segue into tomorrow's broadcast. When was the last time you had a good cry? A good cry can be pretty cleansing, they say, Debbie.
Yes, and we do that a lot here on Take Two. We definitely are filled with emotion. Diana was calling in. We're so sorry, Diana, from St. Louis, Missouri. She was going to share about her in-laws. That would have been fabulous. But Diana, there's Unscripted on Friday, so you can always call in, right? Is it Friday or tomorrow?
On Friday.
Friday,
yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow, when was the last time you had a good cry? Our show team is Matt, Michael, and Pedro, and you, the Take Two family, made it another impactful broadcast. We thank you for that. We will join you again in about roughly 23-ish hours here tomorrow on EWTN Radio. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.